Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Thursday, November 11th. First, the weather. The rain chance goes up to 50% on Veterans Day. The afternoon high will reach 80. At night, it'll drop to 70. Let's get things started with COVID. Parents of all Miami-Dade County public school students can now opt out of the district's mask mandate. The opt-out forms can be accessed starting Wednesday, at any school, or on the school district's website. Full implementation is expected by Friday, since students are off from school Thursday for Veterans Day. The announcement comes a little over a week after the district said parents of high school and middle school students could opt out of the mask mandate. Along with elementary school students, children in the district's kindergarten through 8th grade schools still had to wear masks up until Tuesday's announcement by Superintendent Alberto Carvalho. In food news, Guy Fieri is turning the sands of South Beach into Flavortown. The Rock and Roll Food Network chef is hosting a new event to kick off the first day of the 2022 South Beach Wine and Food Festival. The four-day festival runs February 24th through 27th, and it's returning to a more normal state than last year. But it will still require guests, chefs, and staff to state that they have been vaccinated or have tested negative for COVID-19. Tickets for the general public will go on sale starting November 15th. In police news, the Miami-Dade Police Department's newest crime-fighting tools are baseball cards with QR codes on the back. But the faces on the front of these cards aren't professional athletes. They're the faces of children killed by gunfire in unsolved homicides. The green cards have the faces of victims on the front with their names and dates of birth. The top of the card says "Help us solve cases." Flip the card over and it says "Reward" with the case number underneath. Below that is the QR code, the number to Miami-Dade Crime Stoppers, and a promise that anyone providing information will remain anonymous. By using the camera feature on a cell phone and touching the screen, information on the homicide pops up. In real estate, some Miami neighborhoods are evolving at a rapid rate, adding residential housing faster than most U.S. metro areas. That's according to a new study by Rent Cafe that ranks downtown Miami and Midtown Edgewater among the top metros for the highest number of high-rise units delivered since 2017. The study compared the number of new residential units delivered from 2017 through 2021 for the 50 most populated U.S. metros. Downtown Miami ranked 12th and Midtown Edgewater ranked 14th. And finally, in entertainment news, Santa's Enchanted Forest has reopened at its new location at Hialeah Park. The attraction features rides, food vendors, games, a giant Christmas tree, and enough lights to get you in a holiday mood. The theme park lost its original space at Tropical Park before the COVID crisis hit Miami-Dade. In March 2020, the County Parks Department ordered Santa's Enchanted Forest to leave after its lease expired with no option to renew. Hialeah Park came to the rescue. Hours in Hialeah are 5 p.m. to midnight daily through January 2nd. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.